Is that it?
This is it, yes. Yeah, okay. The Farmer's Lament.
Yeah, The Farmer's Lament, written by Bonnie Sartin. When I took up farming, I was just a lad. I looked at our pastures and my heart was glad. I was ready to take on the world if need be, and a good fruitful future was all I could see. Started off too high. Then a man from the ministry came to my door and said, "Now, young fellow, you must produce more. In London we've worked out a wonderful plan to double your output, make you a rich man. Half of your land is just hedges and wood. How can that possibly be any good? Improve your acres and efficiency, and I will make sure that you're paid handsomely." So I followed his schemes, although it was hard, when the last of the horses went from our yard. I bought a new tractor and a big ransom's plough. It brings me to tears when I think of it now. We ploughed up the scrubland, orchids and all, and with great satisfaction watched the trees fall. We burnt up the branches and blew out the stumps. The ponds in the meadow were our rubbish dumps. We grubbed out the hedges to make larger fields, the bigger the better to increase our yields. We worked on like beavers and never once paused, and were paid very well for the havoc we caused. 40 years on, there's a knock at the door. The man from the ministry, same as before. There's cash to be made now if you plant a tree. It's awfully exciting, I think you'll agree. We'd rather like some of your farm to grow wild, just like you remember when you were a child. A hedge by the hillside, a copse just beyond, for fishes and frogs, a stream and a pond. Well, now I'm retired and I sing this sad song. Some of the things that I did were so wrong. What did the most damage? I ask constantly. The man from the ministry, Dutch Elm, or me?
Well done.
That's good.